This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mexico will have its first woman president, Claudia Sheinbaum. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
The climate scientist and former Mexico City mayor said on Sunday night her two competitors had called her and conceded her victory. That, she added, had demonstrated Mexico's a democratic country with peaceful elections. The National Election Institute's president said Sheinbaum had between 58.3 and 60.7% of the vote, according to a statistical sample. The governing party candidate campaigned on continuing the political course set by her political mentor, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who quickly congratulated her. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden's expected to have something to say tomorrow about migrants at the U.S. border. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The White House has invited some mayors whose communities are on the southern border to attend President Biden's expected announcement on curtailing immigration. The president is said to be finalizing an executive order that could shut off asylum applications and automatically deny entry if the number of migrants per day exceeds a new threshold. Biden critic House Speaker Mike Johnson says on Fox News Sunday,
too little, too late.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A man thought to be a hostage has been found dead near the Gaza border, says Israel. Dolev Yehud was 35. The Israeli military says he was killed in the attack by Hamas militants on October 7th. Here at home, jury selection begins today in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial. President Biden's son is charged with three felonies after a 2018 firearm purchase when he was battling a drug addiction, according to his memoir. No arrests yet in the mass shooting over the weekend in Akron, Ohio. One person dead, 24 others wounded. This is AP News. Not a lot of folks at the movie theaters this weekend. The AP's Margie Zarletta has the number one movie.
The Garfield movie was the top pick for movie audiences this weekend.
Oh, cheddar cheese is my love language.
The Garfield movie earned another $14 million in North American theaters in its second week of release, according to studio estimates. That gives it the top spot at the box office. The films If and Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, each earned an estimated $10.8 million, with If having a slight lead. The number four movie is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, with The Fall Guy at number five. It was a quiet weekend for movies during a quiet year. Movie ticket sales for 2024 are down nearly 24% compared to this time last year. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Home prices have risen about 54% nationally over the past 5 years, says the S&P Dow Jones Indices. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game-changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.